want to do tonight, we're going to talk about a subject that is very, very crucial to your success in your business. And we're going to open the lines a little bit later so that I can help coach you guys, those of you who want to be coached in this area of your business. So tonight will be a little bit unique, different than any call that you guys have experienced so far. Before I get started, for those of you that are brand new, and I know there's several of you brand new on the call tonight, I want to share a little bit about my background and who I am and why are you listening to me, which I have no idea. But I started in this industry. My first business presentation that I went to, I was 19 years of age. I was just about to turn 20. 3 months later, I finally got started. And what's interesting is that the reason why I got started is the topic that we're talking about tonight. In fact, if you want to list on your topic, the topic is facts tell and stories sell. And so I went to a series of meetings and then wound up at a training, and I was totally bribed with dinner by a gentleman that I was dating at the time. And the stories is what got me started. And it took months before I was able to become teachable and willing to get started. Once I did, I jumped in with both feet, arms, and legs, the whole nine yards, came in full-time, which was a huge mistake, and worked my tail off for 6 straight months talking to everything that breathed, anything that moved, and I wound up failing miserably my first 6 months in this business. I couldn't sign up anybody, and I couldn't sell any product to save my life. And so I wound up going $25,000 in debt, and I was a miserable failure in the industry. But something kept me going, and that was the hope and a promise that maybe someday this could work out. And that if the people that were in the same business that I was in, that were earning 6 figures a month, if I messed up their income by 90%, I knew I'd still be doing better than I would anything that I would ever make on a job. I'm uneducated in the traditional sense. I barely graduated from high school. I grew up in an abusive home with parents who were addicted to drugs for 30 years, addicted to drugs. And so I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. I did not at all believe that I could ever succeed at anything besides perhaps, maybe, having some kids and baking some chocolate chip cookies. And to let you know on that note, I am a mother. I have 5 children, and that right there is a huge job all in itself. So 4 years ago, I actually took a break from the industry after I had baby number 5, and it was a nice break, but now here I am again. I can't get away from the industry no matter what I try. And the reason is this, is that I started off in this business as a total broke person who did not believe in myself or anybody else or anything for a better future. And this industry took this young, uneducated female who worked as a cocktail waitress and took her to outrageous amounts of success in a short period of time. In fact, once I went to my very first training seminar after 6 months of failing, I wound up turning profits immediately after that 2-day training seminar and made $4,000 in the next 8 days, recruited 25 people into the business, which was far more than I had done in 6 months. Each month after that, I continued to go back to training seminars and to continue to invest into my education, and it cost me thousands of dollars to do that, but I wound up profiting $45,000 in that next 5 months working very diligently using the tools that I had learned. Then I wound up getting married, married a guy who drained my bank account, maxed out my credit card, stole everything from me, left me with a $35,000 debt. I wound up being 50 pounds overweight, living in the back of a Hyundai, and totally homeless, totally broke in every which way and shape and form of the word. Broke emotionally, broke mentally, broke physically, and obviously broke financially. And I totally gave up. I mean, you want to talk about a person with no vision. That was me in 1990, December of 1990. I had no vision. I gave up on everything and even wished that I had never earned a $20,000 paycheck in 1 month at the age of 21. I'd wished and swore that I never wanted to be successful again. Now, I don't know if this is any of you, but that was me, and I totally gave up. And what was interesting is that after I looked at the people I was hanging out with and saw the road and the end of the road in which I was heading on, which was absolute destruction and winding up like my parents, I said enough is enough, and I bootstrapped it and utilized the things that I had learned the year before in those training seminars and was able to turn a profit of $2,000 the first 10 hours in a brand new business in an industry I had no experience in whatsoever, and that was the health and nutrition industry. The second month made $6,500. Now, this money, folks, was made from a telephone payphone booth. A phone booth. In Hawaii, in a city where it was beautiful to be heavy, and I happened to be selling weight loss products at the time. The next month after that, made over $10,000, did my first training seminar. My sales force went bananas from the very first Steps to Success seminar that I had done. We did over $200,000 worth of sales volume outside of my own personal retailing, and the business just completely exploded to the point of my first month as a supervisor, as they called it back then, broke an international record without trying, just based on the skills and professionalism that I learned the year before. Broke all the international sales records with a multi-billion dollar corporation who had hundreds of thousands of distributors all over the entire world. And if I told you the name of the company, all of you would know the name of that company. And so how in the world does a 21-year-old broke cocktail waitress living out of her car, totally homeless, earn $250,000 exactly 12 months to the day that she was homeless? I'm going to tell you why, because this is the thing I did, and again, I learned the year before through training seminars and tapes and all of that kind of stuff. But how did I bootstrap it? What was it? Let me write this down. Facts tell, stories sell. That's how. You know, there were questions last week. Last week's call was awesome. I had a great time. I hope you guys did. But the call last week was really just personal one-on-one focus and helping people with individual questions that they have, and I want to do the last half of this call just like that. But this first half of the call is about facts tell and stories sell. Now, why is that? Why do facts tell and stories sell? Let me tell you why. Because people buy on emotion. That's why. People buy the emotion. They buy the story behind the product. They buy the story behind the company. Buy the story behind the person. That's what they buy. They don't buy the facts. They buy the story about how something was created and why it was created. They buy the story about how it's affected people's lives. They buy the story about how the whole thing came together. Because emotion sells. That's why. And so a lot of people out there are selling facts. And they're not selling the reality of what the customer wants or what the prospect wants. And so you got to get this through your head because this is massive. When I was homeless in the back, living in the back of a car, and I started in my business, that was the only thing I did, is I told my sponsor's story several times a day. The woman had lost 160 pounds on this particular company's weight loss program. And so what I did is I just totally sold her story. And people would ask me questions, and I did not know the answers to the questions because I was 50 pounds overweight myself and gaining a pound a day. I didn't know enough about nutrition. I didn't know enough about anything. But what I did know was this, that my sponsor had lost 160 pounds. That's what I knew. And so that's what I would tell people. I would tell them, hey, this is what happened to her. And the story was so powerful that people would go, shoot, man, if she could do that, so can I. And so let me tell you what the emotional process that people have to go to. This is what your customer cares about. Number one, they want to know if your product works and is it going to work for them. That's all they want to know. And the only thing that proves whether or not it's going to work for them and does it work are the testimonials that prove it. That's the only thing. And so to get someone to buy your products, there's three challenges that you go through with this customer. There's three challenges. Write these down. The first challenge is this, to get them on the products. Number two, to get them to stay on the products. And number three, to get them to reorder your products. And stories accomplish all of those three things. You know, you could become, you know, very knowledgeable and become very smart so that you can sound very intelligent to your prospect or to your potential customers. But this is what I will tell you. And this is after, gosh, man, I got into this business 1988, 89. I've been in for a long time. I mean, that's like 14 years, 15 years, something like that. In all these years, and out of the thousands of people I've recruited, out of the tens of thousands that I have trained on how to become professionals in this business, this is a thing that I will tell you that works the most profound. This is a thing that will get you the quickest amount of results, the most amount of sales, and the most amount of recruits. And that is stories. Don't think, and let me tell you something, the biggest downfall with new distributors is this, and let me tell you this, because you need to know this for the new distributors you're signing up. okay? They all think that they have to be smart. They all think that they have to know all the answers to all the potential questions that they may get. That's what they think. And I'm here to tell you that that thinking is wrong thinking. Absolute wrong thinking. 98% of the population's dead or dead broke, going nowhere real fast. And that is the kind of thinking that gets them there. That they have to know all the answers to all the potential questions that they may or may not encounter. Number one, that's procrastination. Number two, it is false. Let me tell you the truth. All you need is this. You need your upline's story, which is the person that got you started. You need their story. If you don't like their story, go up from them. The other story you need is your own story. That's the other thing you need. The third thing that you're after is other people's stories, your own people's stories. Creating stories within your sales force. There's nothing that drives a sales force faster than the testimonials of successes in your personal business. There is absolutely nothing that drives it faster than testimonials of people that you got started on your product or in your business and the success that they are having. You see, this business is not about you. And I hope you're getting a paradigm shift here. The business is not about you. It's about other people. And the quicker you can establish yourself and root yourself in that truth, that it's never about you, that it's always about them, then you can focus on the areas that you need to improve in, and that is communicating with other people. That is figuring out what they need, what their desires are. And so the thing that they care about is it going to work for me, and does it work, period. The only thing that tells them that is, one, what happened to you? Two, and what happened to the people you got started on it? So if you're saying, Danny, well, you know what, I don't have a story. Then you need to get one. If you are on, let's say, a nutritional type product and you don't have a personal testimony or your spouse doesn't, then take more and expand your line. You have to be fully rooted in that product in order to be able to sell it. You're not going to sell it by a fax. It's just not going to happen. It's going to help them by the story. And your story could be, you know what, I like the way it tastes. Your story could be, it doesn't give me indigestion. Your story could be, I think I feel better. Or your story could be this, you know, I'm a pretty healthy person. I feel good about the fact that I'm putting good stuff into my body, and I feel like I'm doing my body a good service that maybe perhaps I will not suffer from some of these diseases, okay? So that could be your story. The reason why you take it is your story, okay? The next thing is you have to get other people's stories. Now, if you're brand spanking new, which I know some of you are, if you're brand new in the business, this is what you need to do. When you get off the phone with me, you need to search all over your website and collect those stories. And if you can, some way, somehow, meet the testimonials. And if you can, somehow, some way, like for example, this weekend in Reston, Virginia, which is near Washington, D.C., in Reston, Virginia, we're doing a 2-day First Steps to Success training seminar. Your homework for all of you that are going, this is what you need to do. You need to write the testimonials. You need to bring cameras with you because it is a Kodak moment weekend. You need to have your picture taken with successful people that are there in that room. You need to have testimonials written down about the success that they've had in their network marketing business. Because stories sell our industry, and they sell whatever product it is that you are selling. Stories sell it. In fact, when I first got started, I had my picture taken with my mentor and another picture taken with another woman who I really admired, who had made $250,000 her first year in the business, and she was a preschool teacher. I had my picture taken with her. And then I had, you know, various other pictures. But what I will tell you is this. Stories inspire people. And write this down. Stories build faith. And you are right now in a business that requires faith. You are in a business that is requiring you. In fact, let me tell you, forget the business. You are in life that if you want to succeed and become the greatest that God had created you to become, and you want to live your life out to the very fullest that you originally intended to live it out on this planet, then it will require faith. It can't be done without it. And let me tell you, scripturally, philosophically, I don't care what you believe in, whatever faith you come from, whatever religious background you come from, whatever kind of theological and doctrinal background you come from, and that there none of, what I will tell you is this. Faith is the only thing that is going to help you to keep walking during adversity. Faith, you have to have it. You have to walk blindly by faith in order to assume and receive massive success in your life. And I'm not kidding you. That is a fact. You have to have it. And you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Meaning, you're at the grocery store, you see somebody, be propelled to tell them your story. Meet them and say, you know what, I just felt like led to tell you. I got started on this and da-da-da-da-da. You tell them the story. Oh, I got to tell you about my friend, da-da-da-da. And who knows, maybe they might bite that hook. So what builds faith? Oh, there is nothing. There is nothing that builds faith faster than testimonies. Give me a break. Some churches in the world have figured that out. Rather than preaching all the time at you, throwing at your thing at you, they figured it out. Some companies, some network marketing companies have figured it out. Rather than filling your brain with a whole bunch of facts, you want to set loose almost just a radical, massive momentum phase in your business? Tell stories. Stories build faith. Stories build credibility. Stories sustain your business. Stories get people on your products. Stories have them stay on your products. Stories get them to reorder your products. Stories get them to sign up in your business. Stories get them to do your business. Stories get them to do the business consistently. Are you with me? There are people right now on this call who have been in network marketing for many years who really thought about quitting many, many times. And I will guarantee you that it was the stories that they got emotionally attached to that made them go over the hump of despair and made them say, that's it. I'm done whining. I'm done complaining. I'm done being negative. If she can do it, I can do it. So stories are so profound in our business. I'm not kidding you. Stories are gold. They're absolute gold. So if you're coming this weekend to Reston, Virginia, bring extra notepad. Have your picture taken with success testimonials. Write people's stories down. Your new job in the network marketing business is collecting stories. The more stories you have, the more stories you can tell. The more stories you can tell, the more people you will sign up, the more products you will sell. I'm not kidding you. I hope this is making sense to at least one of you out there. There's a psychological process to getting people in this business. And this has been the same since day one. And by the way, I learned this from a billionaire, so I hope that adds a little bit of credibility. There's a psychological process that your prospect and your new customer is going to go through. One is this. Write these down. Is it simple? That's what they want to know. Is it simple, whether it's the product or the business? The second thing that their mind has to go through is, will it work? Will it work? And does it work? Number three is, I think I can do it. If they go through the psychological process, is, oh, this is simple. Whew, looks like it works. Oh, man, I think I can do this. There's only one thing that brings them through that psychological process, and that is testimonials, stories. Facts tell, stories sell, okay? Facts tell, stories sell. If you are in a deficit of testimonials, go to my website. Go to my website and get inspired. Come on, you guys know, nothing inspires people more than testimonials. Go to DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. Go to DannyJohnson.com and read the testimonials. Go to the event schedule. Click on the comments that we've had so far. Read those testimonials. Testimonials inspire people. They move me emotionally. I mean, to the point of tears, quite often. And it's not just because I'm a woman. I know some of you guys are thinking that. But that's not the only reason, because I've seen guys also get emotionally affected to the point of tears by testimonials, okay? So anyway, the faster that you collect stories, the more stories you tell, the more money you're going to make, okay? And so here's a goal for you. And, you know, set the goal at a number that you feel is good for you, okay? And if you don't know how to set goals, obviously coming to a seminar is the best thing that you can do. We have tapes available on my website. And by the way, for those of you who have been asking nonstop, the Raleigh, North Carolina seminar tapes will be available within the next couple of weeks. Our fulfillment center is like way backed up, and we're doing the best that we can to get these out to you guys right away. But those two-day seminar tapes will be available in the next couple of weeks, available to all of you guys. And we'll be taking pre-orders in Reston this weekend, and we'll not charge for shipping for that. We will cover the shipping costs on those tapes. Anyway, and by the way, tapes are so important because they're filled and loaded with testimonials that inspire you to get beyond your excuses. They inspire you, and they inspire your prospects and your brand new distributors to get beyond excuses, to get beyond reasons why not, to get beyond your own insecurities, your lack of self-worth and lack of self-esteem. It gets you beyond that. It gets you beyond doubt. Testimonials do all these things. So the more testimonials that you can tell and the more stories that you can tell, the more that you're motivating your people to get beyond excuses, insecurities, and doubt. Those are the things that hold them back from building the business, by the way. Okay, so here's a goal. If you don't know how to set goals, go to DannyJohnson.com. Listen right on there. There's a little audio about an hour long on setting goals, a conference call that I did about a month ago. So, and that's free to you guys. Go ahead and go there and listen to this. Anyway. So as far as telling stories, I hope I have you thoroughly convinced this is what you need to do. But a goal you need to set is this. Jay, listen to me. Jay in California, Aptos, California, by the way. Tomorrow, Tony, tomorrow. Carrie, tomorrow. Fred, tomorrow. Rich in Tulsa, tomorrow. Mike in Reno, tomorrow. I'll be here all night if I list every name that's on this call. But those are the ones I feel led to. Mike in Cincinnati, tomorrow. Bill in Chicago. Nancy in Denver, listen to me. Tomorrow, tell your story 5 times. And I'm not talking in front of the mirror. Tell your story 5 times. Tomorrow. I don't care if you tell it to coworkers. I don't care if you tell it to your husband. Tell it to the school teachers. Tell it to family members. Call 5 people and tell your story. And I want you to see what happens. Okay, now, here's the next step. How do you tell your story? Yes, there is a protocol. There is a professional way to tell your story. And let me give that to you right now. Let me find it so I can give it to you. I found it. Okay, so given your product testimonial, we're going to start with that. Okay, now here's an outline. And your product testimonial, now listen, there's a lot. What you will have is you'll have a very short and condensed testimonial all the way to like a 15-minute long introduction of your testimonial. Like, for example, whenever I start a call, I give an ID. I identify with who is on the call. That's an introduction. The point of that call, the point of an introduction is to identify with your prospect, okay? And so make sure that your testimonial has me too's in it. What I mean by that is that you're building a bridge between you and the person listening. It has to build a bridge, okay? Meaning, like, for example, I said, you know, when I first got into the business, I did not think I could make this happen. That's a bridge between me and some of the other people who are listening. And that's the truth. I'm telling the truth about my story, where I grew up and how I grew up. I'm uneducated. There's some people on the call like, wow, that's me too. If she could do it, I could do it. So we're building a bridge, okay? Imagine there's a body of water between you and your prospect. This is a bridge that's being built so they can come over to your side of the story, okay? So make sure and write this down that your testimonial includes me too so that you can build bridges between you and the prospect, okay? All right, so what you're going to do, obviously, is you're going to give your name. And again, you're going to start small, then build up from there. Why do you build a 15-minute long testimonial? Because someday some of you are going to be in a situation where you are training people, and you're doing an all-day training or a 3-hour training or a 2-day training or a 5-day training or 7-day training like I'll be doing in the next year or so. And so in that setting, that is appropriate for a more detailed introduction to who you are. Because the prospect wants to know, who are you, why am I listening to you, and what do we have in common? Okay? That's what they want to know. That's what your introduction needs to accomplish. Who are you, why am I listening to you, is what they need to know. Okay, so here you go. Let's work on your product testimonial. I'll work another time on your introduction. Like, for example, some of you guys are doing meetings out there. You're doing conference calls yourself. You're doing training calls yourself, or you're doing live, you know, one-on-one presentations or group presentations, home presentations, what have you. We have a lot of different companies on the call. So there's a lot of you that come from different backgrounds that have a use for stories in different capacities. Okay, so here you go. Here's your outline. Your name, what was your problem before you got started on your product, the products that you used, and what are the results. Okay, simple. Four questions that you need to answer. Your name, what was your problem, the products that you used, and what are your results. Okay, so that's four simple things. Your product testimonial should take anywhere from 15 to 30 seconds, and it depends on what the setting is. For example, if you're in a group presentation and there's five people giving a product testimonial, your testimonial needs to be no more than 15 seconds, okay? And you want to teach your team how to do the same thing, okay? If you're on a conference call and you're giving a testimony, it should be no more than 15 seconds, okay? So you want to trim the fat off of your testimonial. And let me tell you why. Because if people in your testimonial, while they're listening to you, they say, so what? Then take that out of your testimonial. Okay? Do you understand? Like, oh, let me give you an example of a bad testimonial. Actually, I won't say that. Let me give you an example of a testimonial, let's say, that probably isn't the most effective in your business. Okay? You could say, hi, my name is George Smith. And no, why don't I become a woman? Hi, my name is Mary Jo Smith. My problem was that I had lots and lots of hair growing all over my feet. I mean, lots and lots of hair, and I really didn't like it. And, you know, sometimes I'd braid that hair, and, you know, sometimes I'd shave it, and, well, I didn't really like it. You know, my husband didn't like it either, but, you know, I kind of grew to just deal with it. Yeah, and... well, I really would like the hair to be gone, actually, but, well, the weather is really nice today. Oh, yeah, so the hair on my feet would be really good during the winter. Yeah, because it snows where I live. Okay, so what I just gave you was a big, fat, so what testimonial. I talked about things that were important to me. I mean, it's obviously sounded like I was daydreaming. That is not how you want to give your testimony, okay? You want to give your testimony clear and concise. Now listen to me clearly, and let me give this disclosure. I'm going to give examples of testimonies, real live ones. And what I want you guys all to know, this is a training call for several network marketing companies. I am not selling any product on this call, and I am not selling any company on this call. I am coaching you in your opportunity. I'm merely selling you on you becoming the best that you can be in your network marketing position and in your life, okay? So just kind of disregard the testimonials that I'm giving, but I have to give you guys an example, okay? I hope I don't offend anybody with this, but here you go. Let me give you a testimonial, and I'll change the names and the products and all that kind of stuff and try to make it, you know, as good as I can. Okay, so, you know, this is a better version of a testimonial. You could say something like, hi, my name is Mary Jo Smith, and the problem that I had is I had a foot problem, and it hurt terribly. It hurt to walk on my feet. It was very discouraging for me, and I really was just at the end of my rope with this foot problem that I had, and the products that I used was product Z and F and G, and oh my gosh, the results are amazing. I no longer have this going on in my feet. I feel so much better. I'm not having the pain anymore. No more despair. I'm walking around with no more problems. I'm so excited about this product. There it is. Do you see the difference? You explicitly lead with the problem. Here's the products that I use, and now here is my results. Okay? For example, if you know some of you guys sell a legal service, you know, hi, my name is Joe. And the problem that I foresaw was I didn't feel real comfortable with, you know, perhaps the fear of maybe someday needing an attorney and not being able to afford it. And this is the product that I used. I used the whatever product. And the results were, boy, I sleep better at night knowing that I am protected just in case in the event that anything ever happened, I've got somebody at the dial of the phone that could be there to help me. Okay? That is a testimonial. Those testimonials identify with the prospect. They identify with the potential customer because chances are they feel the same way about some of those things. Okay? So it's important to have that. Now, let's go through your business testimonial. Here's a little worksheet on your business testimonial. And by the way, go to my website and in the archives in the conference calls, you will find old conference call on handling objections and retailing products. In there, it tells you exactly. Or get the tapes. Oh, the tapes are awesome, especially the ones that are coming out from North Carolina. These tapes had a very powerful section on retail, and I mean a very exhausted section on retail and recruiting and closing, and also building a fire. But and how testimonials, I'm not kidding you, are the bottom line foundation for being able to sell product and handle objections. So go to the archives in the website and find that place. And I wish I had the date, but I don't. But you're just going to have to go through and find which one it is. Okay, so let's go through your business testimonial. Here it is. You're going to state your name. You're going to state where you are from. You're going to state your position in your company. You're going to state your current or prior occupation. You're going to state why you joined. And then the results. Okay? And here's an important thing is what you attribute your success to. Now, the results are this. How much money did you make? How fast? Okay, that's what people want to know, and that is what solidifies your business opportunity. How much, how fast. And then what we and our team always put in to our testimony was what we attributed our success to. So obviously, if you've heard me many times, we would say, you know, I went to First Steps to Success, and coming out of that seminar, I made $4,000 the first 8 days. Okay, I attribute my success to going to that training seminar. You guys, I've actually given you this testimonial over and over again, and so it's going to ring loud and clear to you. But this is what you have to do, and I know it's late over there on the East Coast, but tonight I want you to write out your testimonial. There's never a better time than now to get something like this done and memorize that testimonial. It's your own true story. It's not a difficult thing to do. It's important to write it down so you trim the fat out of it. You take the so what part of the story out of it, okay? You don't want people going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You want them being tied in. You want them riveted and emotionally attached to your testimonial. So this is how it works. Hi, my name is Danny Johnson. I'm currently from Sonora, California. I am a whatever, regional, whatever, whatever, position in so-and-so company. And prior to getting started, I was a cocktail waitress. I was homeless, living out of my car. I was totally destitute, broke in every way, which shape, and form. I lost all my dreams and never thought I could succeed at anything. I went to a training seminar, came out of that seminar, and made $4,000 my first 8 days. Ever since I got started in this business, I've made millions of dollars as a direct result of these training seminars and the people that we've brought to these seminars and the success that they had. Boom. That was 30 seconds. Okay? So, again, you could say, hi, my name is, you know, whatever. Okay, so you give your name, where you're from, your position, your current position in your company. I don't care if you're a retail customer, if you're a direct distributor, if you're a supervisor. There's so many different names, actually. One diamond director, 10 diamond director, I don't know. And your occupation, okay? I don't care if you're a flight attendant. I am a flight attendant. Why you join? I got started because I don't like the insecurity that's in my industry. Whatever the reason was, why did you get started? That's what you want to ask yourself. Why did I get started? And the point of the why is to identify with your prospect, okay? The point of the why is to identify. So it is, you know, after working for 20 years as a lawyer, I still wound up massively stressed out. I still had a major debt. I did not like the pressure of my career, and I'm looking for a career change, okay? That's why you join network marketing. If you're a doctor, that's on the call tonight. Why did you get started in your opportunity? You know what? The malpractice, the risk is too great. I've spent many years. The insurance companies now are controlling me that I can't even administer the kind of health care that I would want to provide. It's just not worth it anymore. I'm looking for building more of a retirement. I want a better future. There's your why you got started. Then you give your results. You know, I started 3 months ago, and I've already made back all my investment, or I've already profited $500, $10,000, whatever it is that you have profited. How much, how fast, trim the fat, what you attribute your success to. You know, so if you've been to a training seminar, or you attribute your success to some tapes that you listen to, you attribute your success to the help of your sponsor, attribute your success to the product, whatever it is you attribute your success to, boom, there it is. And again, your business testimonial should not be more than 30 seconds, okay? I'm going to unmute the lines. I really hope that you guys are catching this. I hope that you understand the importance of your testimonial. It is gold. It is absolute gold. It's a golden ingredient in your business. And and the other thing is, far beyond that, is the testimonials of your people. Get the stories from your people. When you get someone on the product, you want to hear their testimonial. In fact, today is the prime example. I had somebody call me. I have kind of like a godmother, a woman who has been praying for me for years. And she's got all kinds of health problems right now. I sent her over some stuff. She called me today, "Danny, my swelling's gone." So anyway, that's a testimonial that inspires people. And so I went to somebody else and told them that story. And so the point is this. Tomorrow, Rich in Tulsa, Gina in Florida, Roseanne in Canada, tell your story and watch what happens. Okay? I'm going to unmute the lines. Many of you already muted yourselves out. If you want to ask questions, you want to interact with me live, we've got about 15 more minutes on the call. Then I want you to unmute your lines by pressing *6, and I'm going to press *5 right now to make all of us live on the call together. Hold on. Are we live?
Hi.
Hello, hello.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, I like that. Okay, well, I want to answer any questions that you guys have concerning this topic or any other topic that you guys may have. And if this has made any bit of a little bit of a difference in your business, I want to know about it and I want to hear about it. So the first person that wants to jump out, just state your name and where you're calling from.
Mail.
Who is that? Oh, somebody's talking to their kid. Okay, does nobody have any questions at all?
Hey, Danny, this is Mike in Cincinnati.
Hi, Mike in Cincinnati. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I got kind of a tricky question.
Go for it.
What if you really haven't had a lot of success, and you want to talk about your business. You 100%, 1,000% believe in it, and you feel like you're going to attain a lot of success, but you haven't yet.
Okay.
And you're trying to bring people in, and, you know, you can't really talk about financial success at this point. What would you recommend?
Mike, this is such an awesome question, and God bless you for asking it. It takes courage to step out and ask a question like that puts you on the spot. I will guarantee you that 90% of the people on this call have that very same question. So I really appreciate you asking this. Mike, here's my answer. In the beginning, when you're first getting started, and that could be, you know, 6 months into it and you still haven't had success yet, just like I had, what you do until you are able to get your own testimonial is you tell the testimonial of your sponsor.
Okay.
You tell the testimonial of your upline. You tell the testimonials of other people that you personally met. This is why it's so important. Have you been to a corporate event with your company yet?
Well, actually, I was at your training, and I was in North Carolina. It was fantastic. Fantastic. I mean, you'd remember me if you saw me. But my daughter was there. Brianna was there.
Oh, Mike, the Coca-Cola guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. It's great to hear from you. Actually, Rahini called me tonight. I need to call her back.
Oh, gosh. How awesome. Mike, it's so good to hear you.
But, you know, I want to tell you, and I'm not just saying this, that was a life-changing event for me. And it really, I mean, it did everything in the world. And when I asked you that question tonight, I don't want her people to think, well, I went to your training and I'm not successful yet, because I know I'm going to do great things. And I'm still
That's
learning.
Awesome. And your company's been having a lot of challenges, Mike, so you're in a unique situation.
And you know what? You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm still pumped, and I will wait, because I think it's going to happen.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
but,
so happy for
really,
you.
You've really, really blessed me.
Gosh, thank you. You just blessed me big time.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, Mike, the thing to do is to tell testimonials of other people. Okay, so you were there. Oh, Harry Turner, hello. Tell that story. You know, you got to experience him at that training when we were there. And this is why it is so important. And you guys, not to pump me up, I want to be here to serve you guys. And so if you guys are coming to Reston, Virginia, get your picture taken with me. Go home and say, this is a broke cocktail waitress who became a millionaire in this industry. If she can do it, so can we. Because a picture speaks 1,000 words. And so if you can have any pictures, and especially when you can have the picture taken with you and that person, it doesn't matter if you had a ton of success. Come on, let's face it. And, Mike, you remember me telling this. I was broke living in Hawaii. I was the wrong color. And 40 people gave me a check for $125, and I had no brochures and no product. All I had was the story of my sponsor. That's all I had. And that's all I said. I had a ton of faith that I walked on daily, and I think that's what attracted people to me was an attitude of I'm going to succeed, and I'm going to help 40 people lose weight because that was the product I was carrying at the time. And so the important thing is regardless if you've had a ton of financial success, whatever you do, Mike, and this is what I could coach you on right now, don't pump up any more about your opportunity other than what it is. Meaning you go through your comp plan when you share that and let it stand as is and say, hey, listen, I know a guy by the name of Harry Turner, and this is what happened to Harry.
Right.
And give his financial testimony. I met a guy in North Carolina. His name is Brett Rademacher. And this is what, this guy was making $400,000 a month. This is what happened to him.
Yeah,
I'm Bermudan.
Does that make sense, Mike?
That makes, actually, you know what? I've got about 15 people going to be at my house this weekend, and that's the stuff I'm going to talk about.
That's so awesome. I'm so happy
yeah,
for you.
Like you said, you know the challenges we're facing, and we're almost through those, but I think this is the way to go until we get through those.
That's awesome. It is the way to go, no question about it. Okay,
thanks
so just
much.
Tell, and you can give your own personal testimony on your product. Give your testimony about what happened in North Carolina. Just tell your story. And now here, I'm so glad you asked this. And everybody else, listen to me loud and clear. Do not make up for, in fact, what you lack in your personal testimony. I hope you caught that. Don't keep telling and selling about your opportunity to make up for what you lack in a testimony. And, Mike, your testimony can be just this. I believe in this. I believe in it so much so that I am willing to sacrifice and work towards it.
Absolutely.
And I know that I'm going to go to the top with this thing. The very fact that you speak with that, that's your story. You're speaking with conviction. And say, you know what, I got started and I sold this much my first week or my first month or whatever. And this, by the way, for all of you that are new in a brand new fresh thing and maybe don't have the kind of challenges that Mike's company's having right now. And by the way, all companies go through challenges, and those who sustain themselves through that and don't quit this industry, you'll be massively blessed for it. But check this out. What's important is to get a story right out of the chutes. I'm not kidding you. And you tell your new people, you have to create your story right away. And that doesn't mean fabricate it. That means create it through success. My story, for example, I made $2,000 the first 10 hours that I got started in the health and nutrition industry. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Okay, so my husband, when he got started, he took a case of this particular product, and he made a commitment that it would be gone in 3 days, and it was. He made $180 profit in 2.5 days. That's his story. He tells every new person that he gets started, you have to get rid of this now so you create a story right away. Okay, so I hope that's making sense. Mike, thanks for your question. I totally appreciate it. I can take another couple more questions. Anybody else, jump out there. Let me know what your name is and where you're calling from.
Hola, Danny. This is Phil in Bakersfield.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Wonderful. My question is, how do you overcome the naysayers, the negative people, when you do share a story about somebody's success and they just disagree with you? How do you overcome that rejection?
That is an awesome, awesome question, Phil, and I appreciate it. Okay, this is how you do that. The first thing is this. The purpose of telling the story is, one, to find out whether or not your person is a prospect or a suspect. A suspect is a naysayer. That means they're not qualified to be a prospect. And so, for example, Phil, let me tell you this. Oh, hold on. Let me mute those lines. Somebody's got a blender.
Are you juicing?
I'm going to mute that out so you guys don't suffer from the blender. Phil, this is how I handle that. First of all is on a posture change. And so here's the example. Phil, let's say for a moment that you are the head of the company that you work for. And I remember you commute every day to Los Angeles to work a job. I remember you on my call last week. Okay, let's say that you run the company that you work for. And I want you to fill yourself up with that kind of posture that person has that runs that company. And that person, let's say, is in charge of hiring and firing. Now, if a naysayer came onto a job interview and was naysaying the company, would that company head hire that person? I know the answer is flat out no way. And that's exactly how I build my business. It's how I still build it to this day. That if you are a naysayer, you are not qualified. Now, let me give you a huge piece of advice. Everybody on this call, you will experience naysayers. You will encounter negative people. You will encounter blind, deaf, and dumb souls. That was really bad. I retract that statement. You will come in contact with people who do not have the eyes to see the vision that you're in. They do not have the ears to hear the opportunity that you are in. And they do not have the intestinal fortitude to take a leap of faith, to step out of the box and do something different. They just don't, okay? So understand, you will encounter these people. I promise. Now write this down. Do not be surprised when you do, okay? You look at them with, ooh, you're one of those. Mike, in fact, can tell you. Let me get this check on. Hold on. The blender's gone. Mike and every, I know Mark from Florida. Are you Mark Hetherington?
I'm here.
Okay. You guys remember the pirate?
Yeah, yes.
And you remember the turd?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the naysayer. So that, Phil, in fact, Phil, I know you ordered the Carlsbad tapes, correct?
Yes, I did order.
Okay. Have you listened to them yet?
No.
Okay.
I haven't received them.
You haven't received them. I'm so sorry. You're right. They're back ordered. When you get them, there's a part in the seminar that I do that totally handles this big time. When you, and the guys who were in North Carolina and the people that were in Carlsbad, they can tell, and also in Sacramento, they will go, oh, yeah, that's a chicken. Oh, yeah, that's a pussycat. Oh, yeah, that's a turd. Because they're not qualified. And so, Phil, do you agree with me that if they went on a job interview and they were naysaying the company they were interviewing for, would they be hired? No way.
No.
Not possible. So guess what? They're not worthy of your opportunity either. It's a posture change. So you drop it. Now, everybody listen to me this, because let me tell you what you will be tempted to do. You will be tempted to sell them and to convince them that what you know is true and that what you're in that you believe in. Are you ready for my form of advice? Shut up. Walk away. In fact, don't walk. Run! Run! Fast! Get away! Don't let and take a shower. Do not let them dirty you with their negativity. It's not your fault they're that way. And it's not your opportunity's fault that they're that way.
Yeah.
They are who they are, and you're not going to change them. Are you with me? Let me tell you something. Carrie Russell, are you on the phone? She was. I'm sure she muted herself out because she's got a lot of kids. Carrie will tell you, there's a woman in Florida named Tony. Carrie attempted to get Tony started in the business 6 years ago. And Tony didn't see it. Tony didn't get it. Tony didn't have, I don't know what it was, didn't have the ears to hear it, didn't have the eyes to see it, didn't have the need for it at the time. There was not a compelling reason for her to get started at the time. Carrie knew that Tony would rip it up. She knew that Tony would be awesome at it. And Carrie kept in touch with her friend, because they are friends, they work together, kept in touch with this friend, and 6 years later, Tony got started, and Tony is ripping the business up. About to go to First Steps to Success and has a truckload of people from Florida and Virginia coming along with her. And so what I will tell you is if these are friends, just know that, hey, they're not qualified and you wouldn't hire them for a warehouse position with that kind of an attitude. You wouldn't hire them at McDonald's with that attitude. Listen, negative people won't get hired anywhere with that kind of an attitude. And you are always interviewing to see if there's somebody that qualifies for your opportunity and qualifies for your time. I have exactly 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. Phil, I hope that gleans a little bit into your question. Anybody else? One last question, I can take it.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who are you?
This is Tony from Florida.
Well, hello, Tony from Florida. I can't wait to meet you, by the way.
I'm looking forward to meeting you this
weekend. What can I do for you tonight, Tony?
Actually, I was going to say, everything's been going great. I've been in 7 weeks now. I've got great testimonials. A lot of things have happened. But there is a question that I have that someone else that hopefully you're going to meet this weekend, I'm sure you're going to meet. You get into several different businesses and nothing really pans out the way you want.
Right.
What I'm wanting you, and I hope she's on the call tonight, is for someone that has experienced several different businesses, and once they get started in something that they really feel that they can be successful at, what is your advice to that person when they go to approach other people who know they know that she's been in other businesses?
Okay, I got the perfect answer. Well, I got an answer. Here's the answer I've used for years. You confront the issue head on. If your prospects know that you have done a lot of opportunities, you confront the issue head on and say, hey, listen, I know and you know that I have been in a lot of these, and I really wish that they had worked out. But please do not judge me on my path and give me a chance. I really believe in what I'm doing, and here's why. Confront the issue and tell the truth. And answer the critic with success is what you do. But I got to go, and hopefully I'll meet her this weekend. I can totally coach her specifically on a little script that she can formulate on how to be able to approach those people and all that kind of stuff. The main thing that we're going to focus on this weekend is how not to sell, how not to tell, how not to convince. Everybody will learn specifically how to present an opportunity that gives people the prospect a chance to say, oh, man, I want this, versus the big wall that goes up that says, oh, don't talk to me. I don't want to be sold anything. All of us hate that feeling, and this weekend we're going to talk about and guys on how not to put your prospect in that place where they build a wall immediately. We want to keep the lines of communication open with you and the prospect, and we're going to do a lot of hard work this weekend on how to be able to make that happen and how not to be rejected, but how to reject them first to see if they're qualified. You guys, I can't tell you how blessed I am by you. I can't tell you what an honor and a privilege it is to be on this call with each and every one of you, because I believe that all of you have the entrepreneurial spirit and that you have given something another chance, that you refuse to quit on yourself, and that you refuse to quit on other people, and that you refuse to quit because your family deserves a better life. Your family and your future are so important, and I can't tell you enough how much I believe in you because of your commitment to be on these calls late at night like this and to make the sacrifices to invest into yourself, like those of you that are getting on the tapes, going to the website, and coming to the seminar this weekend. I can't wait to meet you guys. I'm so excited. We have an awesome, intimate group this weekend. A lot of one-on-one attention in Reston, Virginia this weekend. And so I'm excited about that, and I'm excited about meeting all you brand new people just getting started in the network marketing business and propelling you into an awesome future of financial success, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical success that every single one of us out there deserve. So you guys have an awesome week, and I'll talk to you soon. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.